Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Magdalena. Historias de Colombia is the Spanish edition of Wade Davis' work on the Magdalena River, a hybrid of travel writing, historical interpretation, environmental reflection, and cultural reportage. Davis, known for his work as an anthropologist, ethnobotanist, writer, photographer, and explorer, approaches Colombia through the river that runs from the Andean south toward the Caribbean coast. The book is based on years of journeys along the river and through its basin, combining landscape observation, conversations with local inhabitants, historical memory, and attention to ecological change. Its purpose is not simply to describe a waterway, but to show how the Magdalena has shaped national settlement, commerce, political conflict, regional identity, and ideas of reconciliation. The book stands at the intersection of geography and history. It treats the river as a living archive where natural abundance, cultural creativity, economic dependency, and violence are all visible in the same current. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Magdalena River, as the geographic foundation of Colombian nationhood, a central argument of the book is that Colombia cannot be understood without the Magdalena River. Davis presents the river not as a scenic background, but as a structuring force that made settlement, movement, exchange, and political connection possible in a country divided by mountains, forests, wetlands, and difficult terrain. The Magdalena provided a north-south corridor linking the interior highlands with the Caribbean, giving economic and symbolic coherence to regions that otherwise might have remained more isolated. This geographic reading matters because it shifts attention away from capital-centered history and toward the material routes through which people, goods, ideas, armies, music, plants, and memories circulated. The river basin also concentrates a large share of national life, making it both a practical artery and a cultural map. Davis uses this framing to argue that the Magdalena is not merely part of Colombia. It is one of the conditions that allowed Colombia to become a recognizable national space. Secondly, travel narrative is a method for connecting landscape, memory, and testimony. The book uses the structure of a journey from the river source in the Colombian massif toward its mouth at Bocas de Ceniza, but the travel form is more than a chronological device. It allows Davis to move across ecological zones, towns, historical periods, and social experiences without reducing the river to a single theme. The route creates a framework in which observation and testimony can coexist. Mountains, wetlands, ports, forests, and river communities are placed beside accounts of conquest, independence, botanical exploration, migration, violence, and survival. This method gives the book a layered quality. Rather than writing a conventional national history, Davis builds an accumulated portrait through encounters and places. The reader receives Colombia as a lived geography, where each bend in the river can open into a different archive of memory. The value of this approach is that it resists abstraction and keeps historical claims anchored in terrain and human experience. Thirdly, the river as a witness to armed conflict, abandonment, and reconciliation, one of the most difficult dimensions of Magdalena. Historias de Colombia is its treatment of violence along the river, and especially in regions deeply marked by armed conflict. Davis does not present the Magdalena only as a romantic symbol of abundance. He also confronts its role as a site where Colombia has deposited trauma, including the memory of bodies carried by the current during the worst periods of conflict. This gives the river a double meaning: it is a source of life and connection, but also an unwilling witness to state absence, guerrilla warfare, paramilitary terror, narcotrafficking, displacement, and social fragmentation. The book links this history to the possibility of reconciliation after the peace process with the FARC. Its argument is not that the river can erase violence, but that returning attention to shared territory may help Colombians imagine a national future less organized by fear and division. The Magdalena becomes a moral geography, not only a physical one. Fourthly, ecological abundance and degradation within the Magdalena Basin. Davis is attentive to the natural richness of the Magdalena Basin, including its waters, wetlands, forests, fish, birds, and regional ecosystems. Yet the book avoids treating nature as separate from history. The condition of the river reflects human decisions about extraction, agriculture, urbanization, transport, pollution, deforestation, and development. This environmental dimension is important because the Magdalena is both a biological system and a national resource. When the river is damaged, the loss is not only ecological, it affects food systems, livelihoods, cultural practices, regional economies, and memory. Davis often frames the need to restore or protect the river as a form of repayment. Since Colombian society has depended on the Magdalena while also burdening it with waste, violence, and neglect, the book, therefore, belongs partly to environmental humanities. It shows how a damaged river can reveal the consequences of a country failing to recognize the living systems that, sustain it. Lastly, a Colombian portrait built through culture, music, history, and local lives. The book is distinctive because it treats the Magdalena as a route through Colombian culture as much as through Colombian geography. Davis connects the river to communities, oral histories, regional identities, music, foodways, local economies, and forms of resilience. The people encountered along the basin are not used merely as colorful background. They help interpret the river through lived knowledge. This emphasis complicates any simple external view of Colombia as only a place of violence or natural beauty. The river carries both celebration and grief, and Davis lets these registers coexist. Historical references to colonial expeditions, independence, scientific exploration, political upheaval, and modern conflict are placed beside everyday lives shaped by fishing, farming, navigation, memory, and attachment to place. The result is a cultural portrait that depends on multiplicity. Colombia appears not as a single narrative, but as a country whose identity emerges from many regions and voices connected by a shared river system. In conclusion, Magdalena, Historias de Colombia is best suited for readers interested in Colombia, Latin American history, travel literature, environmental writing, cultural geography, and the relationship between place and national memory. It will be especially valuable for readers who want more than a political overview of Colombia and prefer a book that connects history to landscapes and people. Its practical benefit is intellectual orientation. It helps readers understand why the Magdalena Basin matters to settlement, economy, culture, conflict, and ecological responsibility. It also encourages a more careful way of thinking about rivers as historical actors rather than passive scenery. Compared with many travel books, it stands out because Davis brings long familiarity with Colombia, anthropological sensitivity, and a wide historical lens. Compared with conventional histories, it stands out because the argument is organized through movement, terrain, and encounter, rather than through institutions alone. The book can be dense, and readers looking for a quick survey may find its layered method demanding. However, its strength lies precisely in that density. It presents Colombia as a country whose beauty, pain, creativity, and future are inseparable from the waterway that has carried so much of its life. If you would like to support Wade Davis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.